so surprised to see you.
Reminder that our healing and communion service is this Wednesday at 6 p.m. Coming here, we'll have a time of fellowship and communion and pray for those that need specific healing on that night as well. So I hope you can come out and join us for that as well. A reminder of our Mother's Day tea on May the 7th. All those details are in your bulletin. You'll need to purchase a ticket for that so we know how much food to prepare and to make ready for. So be sure and come out, and the women in the church to come out and partake of the Mother's Day tea as well. Well, today in the United Methodist Church is Announcement Sunday. So that's when churches today are going to find out whether or not their pastors are staying or going on to other grounds. So this morning I would like to invite our head of SPR, Marilyn Tilley, to come forward to make that announcement today. We don't have a drum roll, do we, women? No.
Someone to call. That's so important. Because some
studying and yucky stuff. And he likes to be outside. He likes to be hands-on. These activities are very taxing. So make sure you pray for him through that. He needs our support and our prayers daily. We need to encourage him. Anytime you think of him, ask God to give him wisdom and strength and guidance and physical strength. We all need to work together here at Lakeside to show God's love in the area. And this church is one of love. It's one of having lots of activities and lots of people work here to make everything happen. But we couldn't do anything without our shepherd. We all work together in this area for our best. But our shepherd needs our support, our love, and our prayers to guide us. We are really happy that he's coming back. And we're thankful that David will be with us another year.
Amen.
Amen.
I am blessed to serve this congregation, the Lakeside, and this community. I am feeling very blessed this morning to be coming back for another year at least, probably more, I would suspect. But I am just honored and blessed to be your pastor for another year. So thank you all very much for that. Let's now prepare our hearts and minds for worship this morning.
Yeah.
Holy Lamb and gentle shepherd, we are here, the sheep of your pasture. Lead us in your ways. We come from every nation and every language. We come needing rest and wanting challenge. We come kneeling in awe and standing in the promise of new life. We come with Peter, with Tabitha, and with John, with the psalmist and with the heavenly hosts, as we sing to you over and over, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor, be our God forever. Bless this time of worship, beautiful Savior, and guide us to springs of your living water. In our Savior's name we pray. Amen.
There is a Redeemer. And our second song is, Are You Washed in the Blood? And the second song, Are You Washed in the Blood, is taken after Revelation 7:14, where it says, They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
Rest on the blood, soil,
like to invite the young folks forward. Good morning. How you all today? You know, I feel bad as a pastor. Let me give you that for a second. I was looking for things this morning that had lifetime guarantees. So I was looking for a Craftsman tool in my toolbox. And I forgot to get one this morning. So I had to send my wife on a wild goose chase this morning trying to find a Craftsman tool.
Oh, that'd be neat.
We couldn't find one. That was sad. So I said, what else has lifetime warranties that we get? Lifetime guarantees. That item there, look on the bottom and see who makes that. Can you see the maker of that item? What's it say? Rubbermaid. Rubbermaid is pretty good stuff, right? They make lifetime warranties on some of their items. Tupperware, they have lifetime warranties. Now, I can't say that I've taken my Tupperware bowl or my Rubbermaid bowl back to get a new one when it's had a failure. But I have taken a Craftsman tool back to Sears and got a new tool. So that really is a lifetime guarantee. If it breaks, they will give us a new one, right? Have you ever had experience with a lifetime guarantee? You're young, so of course you haven't had time to really wear things out, have you? But do you know of anything like that? Can you think of anything that's had a lifetime guarantee that you had to get replaced? No? See, they haven't lived long enough to wear anything out yet. Anyone out here ever have taken advantage of a lifetime guarantee warranty? Bill, what did you take back?
A wrench.
A wrench. See, he's a craftsman guy. Okay, I don't think that's the type of guarantee we can work with here, though. But that's good. You always have plenty of opportunity to replace something in place, that's for sure. Okay, do we have a lifetime? We need to get on with the message here, right? You have a lifetime guarantee with Jesus.
Amen.
How do you know? How do you know you have a lifetime guarantee?
The Bible tells me so.
The Bible tells us so. So when you read your Bible, you'll see in there that we are guaranteed a place in heaven. Today we're going to talk about heaven. That's a big place that we know. Don't know exactly what it's all about, but we certainly have hope that that's where we're going to go, right? Someday, do you have people in heaven now that you want to see again?
Yes.
Absolutely, we all do, yes. People we miss, but they're there waiting for us. We're going to talk about that today in the message. Well, I'm talking about today that you are guaranteed a place in heaven if Jesus is your man. Is Jesus your man? Have you said, Jesus, I love you and I trust you? Do you trust Jesus?
Amen.
That sometimes is tough and sketchy. And sometimes we have to do it with those around us that love us and care for us, right? You guys are friends, so I hope that you can lift each other up in your time when you feel like you need a friend. You have each other. But you also have a friend in Jesus that's always there for eternity. Okay? Does that make you happy today? I hope so, but it should. It really should. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the promise of our eternity. Thank you for a warranty that's as good as Craftsman, even better. Father, we love you. We give you the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, good deal. Lifetime warranty. Does that make you feel good this morning?
Amen.
I hope it does. Without that, we're pretty well toast, aren't we? Literally. We're quite toasty without Jesus there to pluck us out of the fire. It's the time in our service when we go before the Lord in prayer. We do have quite a list this morning. Had some accidents this week and people undergoing surgery. So here are these names. There's a list in your bulletin as well. I would ask you to keep that with you this week and pray for those folks listed there, plus these ones that I will be mentioning this morning as well. Mary Ann Davis had shoulder replacement on Friday. She's in jail. AFK and doing well. I mean, I'm sure you're doing well, and she is progressing along fine, and in their family as well. The baby was born this week, Megan's baby. I'm going to get his name correct. Joseph Michael Bays, little Joey. So they have a praises for Mary Ann's surgery went well, and praise for Mary Ann Davis is now a great-grandmother again. So that's awesome. Keep them in your prayers. Darren here says he was in a major accident. Darren, wow. Saw you walking in sort of gimpy. So I pray that that you're okay and doing okay after the accident. So keep Darren in your prayers. And he has a friend as well, Bud, that's in cancer recovery. So keep Bud in your prayers as well. Pastor Peter out the area, I talked to him this week. He's just continuing to have a failing health. So keep Peter in your prayers as well. Gary Harder, Gary, we pray that you're doing better as well. So continue to pray for Gary. Claire, pastor's wife from the Haitian church, she had knee replacement this week as well, and came through the surgery fine. Marty Hartman as well. Marty, it's good to see you back in church. Boy, you didn't miss a Sunday, so. Marty had surgery this week as well, and all of them recovery, so keep him in your prayers. Audra Miller as well, she's continuing to suffer from some lung issues and just bronchitis type of things as well. Lifting up Laura, who is under hospice care now, just for her peace. Praise this morning, Dr. Foreman, one of our former members who's moved to California now, has found a more secure place to live and just reconciliation with her family as well. Just praise God for unfailing love and faithfulness. We love you. Andy continues to ask for God's guidance in decision making in his life. So Andy, we will continue to lift you up as well. And Tillicum, the whale from SeaWorld, not doing well apparently, so we have that request lifted up this morning as well. The SeaWorld is certainly changing their philosophy on keeping wildlife in their parks. I know this morning we have a lot on our hearts and minds. Let's now go before the Lord in prayer. Would you pray with me, please? Gracious and loving God, what an awesome day you have given us. Father, from the storms of Friday and the lightning and hail and thunder to a beautiful rainbow at the end of the storm. Father, today we're seeking the rainbows. Father, we're seeking the joy that comes from perseverance. Father, today we're seeking your comfort and your peace that resides with us when we believe and we trust in you. Father, today we've lifted many names to you for the varying assortment of ailments and illnesses, Father, that each one of these folks are suffering from. I pray today for your healing peace to overcome them, that your divine intervention would heal them and meet them at their point of need. Father, today we are blessed and we believe that you will heal. Father, today we come sometimes wondering what tomorrow may bring. The tribulations of the day, the trials, the things that drag us down each day, Lord, we put before the cross. Father, as we read today our scripture from Revelation, John describes a beauty that we cannot imagine. Father, today we're living in that peace. Father, we love you. We lift up the cares and the concerns of the world today. Those that have been so devastated by earthquakes in places like Japan and Ecuador. And wherever natural disaster strikes today, Lord. We pray that your peace can be in those places. Father, we pray for those who have lost lives and their families. I pray today that their trust and belief is in you. Father, thank you for the blessings of this day. Thank you for the dedicated servants that carry on your work in the world every day. Father, let us be a part of them as well. Let us seek our own way to serve. Father, we love you. We are glad that we are here in your presence this morning. We pray that your peace is what we hang our hat on today. Father, we have nothing else but you. Father, we thank you for the blessings of your Son. We thank you for the blessings of tomorrow. Father, as we gather now, we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever.
Selfish, the path that I tried.
Holy Father, receive our offering with the joy from which it is given. Father, bless us with the blessings of your kingdom. We pray in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated.
Four living creatures. They fell face down before the throne and worshiped God,
saying, Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and always. Amen. Then one of the elders said to me, Who are these people wearing white robes and where did they come from? I said to him, Sir, you know. Then he said to me, These people have come out of great hardship. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood in the Lamb's blood. This is the reason they are before God's throne. They worship Him day and night in His temple, and the one seated on the throne will shelter them. They won't hunger or thirst anymore. No sun or scorching heat will beat down on them, because the Lamb who is in the midst of the throne will shepherd them. He will lead them to the springs of life-giving water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Let's pray. Father God, what a vision these words from John bring to us this morning. Father, we seek that living water. We seek it even here now. Father, we ask a blessing upon this message, that you would touch us right where we need to meet you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Well, it sounds like a pretty good-sized party up there. It sounds like something big is happening, doesn't it?
Amen.
I came across this story this week. It speaks of a monastery in Portugal, perched high on a 3,000-foot cliff, and accessible only by riding up in a basket pulled by the monks up on top. They pull you up with a rope. In the basket. So there was an American tourist there. They were the received tourists there to visit. And the man got in the basket. And up the side of the cliff he goes. And as he's looking, rather petrified, he's straightening the rope. The rope is old and frayed and tattered. And nearly ready to break. He was scared to death. He gets to the top and he asks the monk, When do you change the rope? When it breaks.
Oh no. Oh no.
Are you holding on to a rope this morning that is about to break? That's how we see our journey to heaven, isn't it? You see yourself being pulled up and hoisted up into heaven on a tattered rope.
No.
John's words this morning is describing what he sees, that glorious celebration looks like. Revelation, sometimes we struggle with what they're speaking about. This morning, we're going to explore some of this tribulation that this tourist was probably feeling. The trial of a frayed rope. Is life like that many times? Our rope looks rather frayed and tattered? Or do you have a fresh new rope? That fresh new rope would be Jesus Christ, wouldn't it? What a crazy way to get to that analogy. Jesus Christ is new rope. When He's pulling us up, we have no fear of it breaking. Sending us crashing down the side of the cliff. Go home and check your rope today, folks. We hear this great crowd praising the name of God. I like the way it said they came through tribulation to get here. Anyone facing trials and tribulation today in your lives? Is your health failing you? Yes. Is your work situation tenuous? Do you know where your next meal is going to come from? Life is full of these trials, isn't it? Life is full of this tribulation. Tribulation is an Old Testament word. What does that mean? We're going to suffer, right? I always say in the Bible, the Bible never tells us it's all rose gardens and the Garden of Eden. Adam and Eve messed that up in the forest, didn't they?
Yep.
We've got thorny bushes to go through. We've got briars and brambles. We've got things that are going to tear us apart. But today we're standing alongside John. Good old John. John is telling us once again that Jesus is there. The Lamb. Jesus is no ordinary lamb, is he? That's the title. That's the message. The title that I put on this message. No ordinary lamb. It speaks in there of Jesus being the Lamb of God and our shepherd. Now, how can you be both? Doesn't the lamb need a shepherd? And doesn't the shepherd need a lamb? How can you be one and the same? Only Jesus could pull that off. Today, as we're standing alongside John, we're realizing that our salvation comes only from God. Paul wrote to Timothy, there is only one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all. The testimony was given in its proper time. I love that. We're getting this revelation from John at the proper time. Do you believe there's a proper time for Scripture? Remember where John was when he came up with this vision. He was in prison. He was on Patmos. Again, because of his faith. He was suffering trials. You know, we laugh about John all the time. I wouldn't want to travel with John. He was another one of those hard luck guys. He was persecuted for his faith. But he was given this testimony of the Lamb of God in his proper time. He was given this message. Just like in the early church when the Savior was born and then crucified, and the church was formed, this testimony was given at his proper time. Have you ever been amazed at the timing of God? Any of you ever amazed by that? When things happen? Why do things happen when they do? Do you think it's random chance? Are things in your life, some of you as you're getting older now, can you look back in your life and recognize where God changed something in your life?
Amen.
Maybe you didn't see it at the time, but looking back, I like hindsight being 20/20, right? You would think we would learn from all those things in our past. If we're seeing things for what they are from our past, how many of you have repeated a mistake you made in your past? Maybe more than once. Why do we continue to do that if hindsight is 20/20? We look back and we see God actively in our lives. Do you feel God's presence in your life today?
Yes.
Do you feel your salvation coming only from the Lamb? No ordinary Lamb. This Lamb brings forgiveness. Anyone here need to be forgiven for something this morning? I found to have done something. Honey, what do I need to be forgiven for this morning? What? She's whispering. What is she saying? Huh? Oh, I'll buy a pinch. We find ourselves in constant need of forgiveness, don't we?
Amen.
If you think you don't, we need to talk after church. I will point out some of your shortcomings.
Thank you.
If you need reminding of something that you've not done so well, I would be glad to help you with that. Would you say? Oh, but they said I could judge. God told me, judge these people. They need judgment. He did. He came to me in a vision. Like John. If I ever went to prison, I could see all kinds of neat things. No, I'm not here to judge you. Because you know why? I'm sitting there with you on the judgment seat. No, just because a pastor stands before you, never will I judge you for fear that you would judge me. Anyone judge me? I believe some of you have judged me.
No.
I feel judgment among you. Folks, our only hope is divine forgiveness. Our only hope is that Jesus Christ would continue to go in our stead. Amen?
Amen.
If Jesus Christ says, no, you know what, I've changed my mind, we're in big trouble. What John is telling us in this vision, Jesus is not going anywhere. We have assurance of Jesus Christ being there for us. You know, during this earthly life, we receive God's forgiveness continually. You know how I know that? So far, He hasn't sent down fireballs from the heavens to strike us down. He is still granting us divine grace, our divine forgiveness. We see trials, we see tribulations, we see troubling times in our world. Is our time different than other times in history? You know, John is in prison because the church is being persecuted. As far as I know right now, but it could happen, we're able to be here this morning. We don't have officers outside the door saying, we're locking the place up today. We're not going to allow you to gather. That's what John was facing in those days. The persecution. He was in prison for it. Folks, we're sinners. We stand before God. I like it when the man standing with John says, how did they get their robes so white? How did that happen? How does blood make anything white? How does that happen? Only through God, right? Only through God is our sins washed clean. The white robes that we someday will be wearing will be cleansed by blood. I don't know how He's going to do that, folks. I don't know. But I do trust that He's going to do it. That He will do it. That He has done it. In Isaiah 1:18 it says, come, now let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red as crimson, they shall be like wool. That's Old Testament stuff. That's before Jesus came on the scene. So I hope today that this message will help you face life with boldness. Do you feel bold this morning in your faith? Do you feel reassured that when something comes against you in the world, you can stand up before it?
Amen.
Let me ask you, have you ever been knocked off your feet?
Yes.
I tell you what, we can take a beating. We get up and we keep praising God. I've seen folks that stop praising God in the midst of their meeting. Have you? Have you seen the folks that don't quite continue to trust? That they blame God for their troubles? We've got to be strong. We've got to stand up and fight. Our dark hearts can be covered by the blood of the Lamb. I pray none of you have a darkened heart this morning. Our salvation is secure if we trust and believe. Our salvation is in the Lamb. Those of you that think church is just a Sunday morning thing, there as well in verse 15, I believe it says, these folks are worshiping day and night. What if when you get to heaven, you have to go to church 24/7? Are you still going to go? That's a good question to think about, isn't it? Oh, man, Sunday morning, I got to go over there for an hour of the day. If you're going to go to heaven, you're going to stay in church. That's how Jesus says, I got them right where I want them now. They're in church. They're with me. They're worshiping the God of our salvation, our living water. In John 10, 11 through 18, he speaks of the good shepherd. He speaks of the living water. He leads us beside quiet waters. The good shepherd brings the living water to us. Folks, I hope that makes you happy today. I hope you find joy in that. Do you believe we're in heaven today? Do you believe we're living in the kingdom of God right now? There's beauty in this world, isn't there?
Yes.
There's beautiful relationships we share with people we love and care about. There's beautiful times that we get to share in God's creation. On Friday, when it was hailing and denting up my car, I said, God, what are you doing? This is such a beautiful place. You're denting my car. Of course, God said, I don't care about your car. Well, I do. I'm still making payments on it. It's not about our cars. It's not about our houses. It's not about the kind of clothes we wear. It's not about the type of food we eat or the restaurants we go to or the whatever it is the world says we need. Don't you love advertising? We never have just quite the right thing. We always need something bigger and better. We need something newer. That's the trap the world sets for us. We go to heaven, we're going to have white robes, and that's all we need. Folks, today I'm trying to encourage you to know that as believers in Christ, we stand with Moses. In Exodus 15, he says, the Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him, my Father's God, and I will exalt him. Sometimes we put our trust in the wrong things. Sometimes we believe the wrong things can save us. Sometimes we believe we can do it on our own. We can't do it on our own. We've got to do it through the blood of the Lamb. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let's pray. Gracious and loving God, what an awesome message John has given us. From a jail cell on Patmos to the church on 12th Avenue South in Lake Worth today. Father, the message is still strong. It's still bold. It still gives us courage. It still gives us encouragement. Father, all we need to do is trust and believe. We need to trust that you will take us through our tribulation, our trials. And we believe that the rope you pull us up into heaven with will be brand new, no tattered old rope. Father, we pray today that you would bless us. Give us the strength and courage to be your people. Father, we love you. We give you the praise. We pray in the name of our eternal Father. Amen. Please stand for our closing hymn, Since Jesus Came Into My Heart.
Jesus came into my heart. I have heart in my soul for His love. Since Jesus came into my heart.
Folks, we have good news, don't we?
Amen.
You want to tell somebody about it today?
Amen.
I hope so. Receive this benediction. Father God, as we leave this place, go forth before us, behind us, and around us. Father, we know that standing on the throne of judgment, that your hand will be reached out for us. Father, be with us now as we leave this place. Make us strong proclaimers of the word of Jesus Christ, our Savior. In his name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning, everybody.